Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive his peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Do you know Jesus as the Passover Lamb? One of the Bible's most common images for Jesus is the Lamb of God. Over and over, he is pictured as a sacrificial lamb, a Passover sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 1:7 says, "Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump," as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Pause briefly and thank Jesus for this indescribable gift. Each year, Jews all across the world celebrate the Passover with a meal, where lamb, unleavened bread, and bitter herbs are served. It was at such a meal that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, in which we remember his death. The Jews of Jesus' day could not have known that every year at the Passover, they pictured the Messiah's mission. That the story they had heard so many times was prophetic and foreshadowed not only the Messiah's death, but also the very month, day of the month, and time of day he would die. Thank God for his plan from all eternity past to redeem us from the penalty of sin and death. God sent his own Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but that through him we would be saved. Quiet yourself and simply take in Jesus' magnificence, power, and enduring love. Oh, Father, thank you for the rich imagery of Jesus as our Passover lamb. Thank you for his willingness to be sacrificed on my behalf. Thank you for the comfort and hope that I find in the Lord's Supper. And thank you for the expectations we have of the final banquet with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, slowly breathe in the new and exhale the old. Focus on Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Passover Lamb who takes away your sin. Just as Jews cleanse the leaven out of their homes, imagine now cleaning your soul, your mind, of sinful thoughts and behaviors. While the unleavened bread of the feast was eaten for only 7 days, the unleavened life ought to be lived all the days of our life. Imagine this. A life that is free from your old sins and filled instead with new godly virtues like sincerity and truth and kindness. Examine your own heart and remove any sins that have already started to develop. We live in a culture where wrong is right, and right is wrong. As you prepare to hear God's word, ask yourself, what hooks this year have caught and bound you to the world, snared you to the evil one and the ways of the world? Hear now, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, from the English Standard Version. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. I'm going to read that verse again. Listen this time for a new meaning that maybe you didn't catch the first time. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. What stands out to you? In 1 Corinthians 5, Paul was grieved by the blatant sexual immorality within the Corinthian church. Instead of mourning this sin, the church, as a whole, was arrogant and boastful, perhaps even interpreting sexual sin as freedom in Christ. Contemplate whether there is anything in your life that you've turned a blind eye to, or you've justified the behavior. Listen again to 1 Corinthians 5:7 in the New International Version. Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Paul is concerned about Christians tolerating sin and infecting the church with the same tolerant views, especially the most impressionable new believers. How great is your love of your earthly life, and how great is your desire to be with the Lord in heaven? God calls us to run for the hills in the face of temptation. Perhaps that means for you turning off a computer or a mobile device or TV. It means not letting yourself get into certain situations, but being where you're supposed to be. Are you trapped between your earthly life and your desire to be with the Lord? Which of these two loves is greater? First John 2:15 reminds us, "Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Whom do you aim to please with the way you live your life?" 1 Corinthians 5:7 in the Tree of Life translation. Get rid of the old hametz, so you may be a new batch. Just as you are unleavened, for Messiah, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Imagine you are a member of the church in Corinth. As a new convert, you are challenged to look at your own behavior. How do Paul's words affect your thinking? As a tradesman, you begin to take Paul's words to heart. You feel a check in your spirit about your attitude towards some of your customers, about some of the gossip that you indulge in with fellow shopkeepers. How are you letting the leaven of the world infiltrate your life? Paul taught that Christian freedom doesn't give believers license to do whatever they want. Instead, believers must rely on the Holy Spirit and use godly wisdom. What kinds of questions help you determine what the right thing to do is? Paul digs into historic teachings of his ancestors. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. What old leaven in your life needs cleansing? Go to the Lord now with your challenges. Let's pray. Father, help me to run fast and far from temptation and into your marvelous light. I don't want to use my body for sin. Your word says my body doesn't belong to me. You bought it with the precious blood of your Son. And now it's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So help me be controlled by your Holy Spirit and not my own appetites and cravings. Help me to make decisions that will glorify you. In Jesus' name, amen. Linger right here for a while if you can. Rest in freedom of a cleansed life by the Passover Lamb. Until next time, may you abide in Christ.